Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Shovel Hodge. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Shovel Hodge. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bert Cole. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bert Cole. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Shealy reaches third base with a triple. Strunk goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schock. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Schock steals second. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Schock moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and has Shock trapped. Cole throws to third, and Jones tags Shock for the out. Hodge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Heilman moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The runners advance on the error. Heilman scores. Jones moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Woodall and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Mostill scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Ray Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shock hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodge hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. Hodge moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cole Johnson moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Hooper reaches second base with a double. McClellan scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Hooper moves to third. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Veach moves to third. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Veach scores. Heilman moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hooks Dawes now pitching. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheely is hit by the pitch. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sheely. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Cutshaw applying the tag. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Schalke hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McClellan bunts towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. McClellan moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Jones reaches second base with a double. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Dawes covering, for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Hodge moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McClellan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 4 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Cutshaw takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. Cutshaw goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Johnny Mostill. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strunk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing left field. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hodge hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McClellan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Hooks Dawes. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney pinch runs for Johnny Bassler. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to second. John Russell now pitching. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to third. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cobb strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.